Come on.
Gemara tells us that yesterday, Shiva Asar Tammuz, should have been Rosh Hashanah. This was in Hashem's head, if we may say those words. If Am Yisrael would not have done what they did, the golden calf would be the Yom HaGadol, the biggest day of the year. The hint in the Torah is that 2 days ago, Am Yisrael calculated that when Moshe went up to Shamayim and he said he's going to be back in 40 days, they calculated the day that he went up is day number one. 40 days later, this was 2 days ago, they came to Aharon and said, Moshe is not here. Moshe is dead. The secret why they were wrong in the calculation is because the Gemara says that actually when they said Na'aseh v'Nishma, it was just because they wanted to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in the heart, v'fatu b'fiyem. And David HaMelech says in Tehillim, in the mouth we said Na'aseh v'Nishma, but it only was from the mouth and outside, not inside. Since they did not have the same idea in the heart what they said, so they don't understand how the brain works, and therefore they didn't understand what Moshe said, and it came to this mistake. And the mistake was, they thought Moshe was supposed to come 2 days ago, and it wasn't true. Moshe was supposed to come yesterday, because 40 days exclude the day that Moshe went up. And then they came 2 days ago to Aaron, and they told Aaron, please, we need a new leader. And they don't want Aaron to be the new leader. And Aaron told them, Chag L'Hashem Achar, tomorrow is going to be a holiday. As the Gemara says, you should know that yesterday, Yud Zayin Tammuz, the numerical value of number 17 is Tov. This is Yud Zayin Tammuz, should have been the best day of the year. And Kadosh Baruch Hu had in mind, says the Gemara, to give us a holiday in every month. So he gave us Pesach on Nisan, he gave us Pesach Sheni on Iyar, he gave us Shavuot on Sivan, and Tammuz was supposed to be Rosh Hashanah, and Tisha B'Av and Asara B'Av should have been Yom Kippur, and Sukkot should have been on Chodesh Elul. And since we did the Golden Calf, those holidays were pushed to Chodesh Tishrei, says the Gemara. So because we did the Golden Calf, Kadosh Baruch Hu canceled the Moadim, as we said, it's supposed to be Rosh Hashanah. In Rosh Hashanah, what it means is, Rosh Hashanah means that in Rosh Hashanah, actually, Adam HaRishon disobeyed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command, and he ate from the tree. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him one of the punishments, V'zat apecha tochalachem, to work very hard. And then, ki afarata velafarata shuv, you're going to die. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind that yesterday, Shiva Asar Tammuz, is going to be Rosh Hashanah. It means the same way that we celebrate Rosh Hashanah every year. This is the day that mankind was created. Hashem wanted, so-called, to waive everything. The Gemara said it actually did happen. But on Shavuot, when Hashem gave us the Torah, Paskas HaMatan, says the Gemara, we came out of those curses. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to celebrate Yud Zayin Tammuz yesterday as the new start at Rosh Hashanah, in fell in the trap. So now we are in the 3 weeks that Chachamim said, those 3 weeks that we are at are very similar to the 3 weeks between Rosh Hashanah and Simchat Torah. It's exactly 3 weeks also. And since we know between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, we have those holidays, Yom Kippur and Sukkot, says Shiva Asar Tammuz should have been Rosh Hashanah, should continue 21 days, and 29 days is exactly Tisha B'Av. It's like Simchat Torah. That's actually that's what the Navi says. Yafoch Hashem lanu le'sasonu simcha. The Navi Zechariah said, when Mashiach will come, those days are going to be holidays. What does it mean, holidays? Could they mean simple days? As long as we don't do ta'anit. So this is never, no, no. Soma Revi'i, Soma Chamishi, it means Soma Revi'i, this is Tammuz, is the fourth month after Nisan. Soma Chamishi, this is Tisha B'Av. And then Rabbi continues, Soma Asiri, Kadosh Baruch Hu will change it into holidays. We must seem to change it into holidays. As long as Hashem cancels the what we call the sad days is enough. So they know it's going to be a holiday. What's going to be a holiday? Because originally, that's what people who had in mind, to make those days as holidays. Because we did something, therefore the day changed from a holiday to a sad day. So it's going to be, Mashiach will come, it's going to be again a holiday. So the Gemara says in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, even Beit HaMikdash was on, the second Beit HaMikdash was on, was an obligation to fast on Tisha B'Av, even though you have Beit HaMikdash. But Shivasa Beit Tammuz and Asra Beit Tevet were optional. Some people fasted even if you have second Beit HaMikdash. People's question is, why you have to fast? So comes the Mishnah and tells us, you should know, this is the job that requires by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be done from Shivasa Beit Tammuz to Tisha B'Av. So the Gemara, you should know what happened in Shivasa Beit Tammuz, it seems what happened. Really. The Gemara says five things happened. First thing says the Gemara, Nishtabru HaLuchot. Nishtabru HaLuchot means the Luchot, the tablets got broken. Got broken. But this is not the correct Hebrew. Well, Popo, you can sit here. Okay. I went to make me. It's okay.
I don't too well.
So, I'm not going to make you tummy.
We did it.
So the Gemara says on Shivasa Beit Tammuz yesterday, the first thing that did happen is the language of the Mishnah is Nishtabru HaLuchot. In Hebrew, what it means is the Luchot got broken. The Luchot got broken, it's not the correct statement, because actually Moshe broke it. But even if you don't want to say Moshe broke it, so the real grammar is to say HaLuchot Nishberu. The Luchot broke. You don't want to say Moshe broke it. Don't say Moshe broke it. But you say the Luchot, the tablets, broke. You don't say the Luchot got broken. Got broken means like it's a passive. It's itpael. In the grammar, in the Hebrew grammar, it's called itpael. Nishtabru. Nishtabru means got broken. It means nobody broke it and it didn't break. The got broken. It means exactly, it's a passive thing. But it's not true. Moshe broke it. The Torah says, Shaber otam tachat ha'aretz, the Torah says, Moshe broke it. The Mishnah, when Rabbi Nasi wrote the Mishnah, the language in the Mishnah is not that Moshe broke it, and not that God broke it, not the broke, it's God broken. So, you know, Rabbi Nasi wrote the Mishnayot, every letter is a secret in the Mishnah. The way he divided the Mishnayot, the way he put it together, some Mishnayot are very long, some Mishnayot are very short, some chapters are very long, some chapters are very short. The way he starts every Mishnah with a letter, it's a combination of letters. This is a big secret in the Mishnayot, a big secret. It's not just, you know, Mishnah. She said the first thing happened, that the Luchot got broken. So again, it's of course, the explanation means it's a valuable thing. The Gemara said that other things happened because they broke the Luchot, but that's what the Gemara says. That's the Mishnah said, Ishtabru HaLuchot. The second thing says the Gemara says is Nifretza HaChoma. Nifretza HaChoma, what it means is Sekemet HaMikdash. Sekemet HaMikdash. The Romans came and broke the wall. Simple explanation, the wall of Yerushalayim. Well, we have the wall today around the old city, if that's the right place exactly, but it means similar to that. It means that the Romans came and they broke the wall on Shivasa Beit Tammuz, and then 3 weeks later was Tisha B'Av, they burned Beit HaMikdash. The question is, what does it mean exactly, the wall broke? Okay, so I understand, it's not a good thing, but you say, you know what happened? The wall broke, so what if the wall broke? If you tell me that they killed millions of Jews, I understand. So the wall broke. What do you mean the wall broke? It's nothing happened. You can say Tisha B'Av, the Bein Bet HaMikdash. But just because the wall broke, we have Ta'anit. The Gemara said, the wall broke. So the Gemara said, well, first Bet HaMikdash, the wall broke on the 9th of Tammuz, like a week before. And second Bet HaMikdash was on the 17th of Tammuz. The third thing says the Gemara says, Mutala Tamid. We don't know exactly when, but this means like this. In Bet HaMikdash, every morning the first sacrifice that was sacrificed was a sheep. It's called Tamid Shel Shachar. And the last one, before the close of Bet HaMikdash, 2.5 hours before sunset, they sacrificed another one. So the Gemara says on 17th of Tammuz, they didn't have any more sheep. The question is, which year? We don't know exactly. Maybe the year of the destruction? Maybe. Maybe it refers to some places. Some other time, the machloke between Aristobulus and Hyrcanus, years before, but it happened a tragedy. It wasn't a tragedy. They could not sacrifice. So it's a tragedy. It's called a tragedy. They didn't have a sheep, okay, so what happened? You don't have a sheep. You don't have a sheep, you don't sacrifice. Bet HaMikdash was on. You didn't have a sheep, okay, so you count it as a tragedy. What's the tragedy about that you don't have a sheep? For me, I don't know. So you don't have a sheep? So somebody cannot pray one day. It's a tragedy. He couldn't. I don't have a sheep. What should I do? Nevertheless, the Mishnah said, that's one of the things that happened yesterday. They could not have, they didn't have any more sheep to sacrifice. And if there the fourth one, the Gemara says, Saraf Apostomus Torah. That was a Greek guy. It's a question exactly what he did. But the simple explanation was like this. At Yimach Shimam, the Bablim, Iraq, you know, it's amazing. Just, you know, to know what the Gemara says in Sukkah, there are four things Hashem regrets. You can say such a thing about Hashem. Everybody says, you know, Hashem knows everything. Hashem knows everything. Comes to Gemara and says Hashem regrets four things he did. The first one is the Arabs. Hashem regrets he made them. The second thing is Iraq, Babel. And the third is exile. The fourth one is Yetzirah. So Hashem regrets he created those Babel, Iraq. The Gemara and Sukkah. So the Gemara says, the Gemara tells us, you know, that this Nebuzaradan, Achshimo, Nebuchadnezzar, Achshimo, they killed hundreds of millions of Jews. Only 15,000 people were left from all the Jewish nation. Took them handcuffs without clothing to Iraq, to Babel. Not only he killed everybody, he made sure that he took all the Sifrei Torah that we had, burned. There was not one Torah to be found. The guy Ezra HaSofer, it's called Ezra HaSofer, in Iraq, after they spent a lot of time over there, there's no information when exactly or the reason, he wrote a new Torah. The only Sefer Torah. He didn't have any other Torah. And from that Torah, they copied all the Torah. That Torah was inside Bet HaMikdash. And this one time, one day, before the Hashmonaim came, the Apostomus was one of the representatives of Greece, or maybe he was the head of Greece. He came to Bet HaMikdash and he took the Torah that Ezra wrote and he burned it. It happened yesterday. So again, the Mishnah counted it as a tragedy. Of course, it's a tragedy. Every time you burn a Torah, so what does it make if it's a Torah of Ezra or another Torah? If somebody comes and take a Torah from the Bet HaKnesset, Mr. Glenn can tell you what happened in the Holocaust. The Hitler and all these people came to all the shuls besides Kristallnacht. They wrote the Torah on the streets. They cut them. You go to
thousands.
Thousands. Thousands. They cut them, they made shoes from them, made clothing from them. You go to Yad Vashem, you go to Washington, you see pieces of Torah. But it doesn't make a difference if it's the Torah of Ezra or the Torah that was in Poland. But it doesn't make. Thousands and thousands of Torah. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, you should know, Shivasa Betamuz, the Apostomus, this guy took the Torah from Bet HaMikdash and burned it. So this is part of the five things that happened yesterday. The last one says the Gemara in the time of Menashe. Menashe was one of the kings. At the beginning was a very, very wicked. Murdered hundreds of thousands of people in Yerushalayim. And with the Navi, Navi says, there were rivers of blood in Yerushalayim. And one of the days, he decided he wants to put a statue in Kodesh HaKodeshim, in the holiest of the holiest. He put a statue inside. On Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, yesterday, put the statue inside. Then, the Gemara says that he, Menashe, had kind of a good vision. But when he brought the statue inside, he saw something is moving. So he eventually understood that what moved was the Shekhinah, as a Kadosh Baruch. So he saw the something that moved from the front of the statue. He went outside and he made another statue. Made a statue with four faces. And put it also inside. And then the Gemara said, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Menashe, so called, to himself, Hashem was speaking to himself, and Hashem said, oh, you don't want me to be here? Okay, I'm going to go outside. And Hashem left Bet HaMikdash. And then eventually, Teshuvah, and Hashem came back. Says the Gemara, that statue that was put inside Bet HaMikdash was on the 17th day of Tammuz yesterday. Again, it's a big chutzpah. It's something like this to be done. But it's not a tragedy. That you say, tragedy happened yesterday. So what happened? I said, the man is crazy. I said, Meshugina. Put a statue inside the Beit HaMikdash. What are you trying to say? Hashem the Gemara says, those are the five things that really happened on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. So come to the Gemara and tell us something else. This is based on the Navi. Based on the Navi in Sefer Shmuel. Navi tells us stories, they always, we have to remember, it says in the Gemara, it says in the Zohar, that if you want to know what's going to be, what's happening, you have to look in the Navi and the Chumash. It's not a past. This is present and future. In Navi Shmuel, before Navi Shoftim, Shimshon, constantly problems with the people in Gaza. Constantly. Gaza, Gaza, Gaza. Shimshon in Gaza, people in Gaza, the whole book is Gaza, Gaza. Plishtim, Palestine, all the time. One time, the Navi says, was a giant, his name was Goliath, David's cousin, and he stood on a mountain, and he wore an outfit made from copper. Only little holes that he can see through. And Navi describes it, Olam Israel, everybody was drafted, and all came down there, and he's standing, and the Navi says that 40 days he stands over there, and he curses Hashem. He curses Hashem, and he curses Am Israel, and they all sit over there, shaken, don't know what to do. All of a sudden, the Navi says, David HaMelech came. It was the king yet, it was David, the little boy, a shepherd, he comes. His father sends some food for his brothers over there in the front. And David comes, and he said to Shaul, that Shaul was the king, he says, I can do the job. So he says, I can kill him. And he says, what made you think that you can kill him? So he tells David, I have experience in this. So my experience was that while I was a shepherd, a few times bears, a few times lions came to try to take some sheep, and I was able to overcome them. says, therefore, I think I can overcome these giant dresses. With copper, I can do the job. Shall I ask him, so what do you have? A missile, Kalashnikov, M16, what do you get? He says, the guy is full of copper. I would say, well, I tell you what I did. I collected 5 stones, and it's in my pocket, and I have the sling. Sling. I have the sling, and I'm going to shoot it. The guy's full of copper. So the Zohar says, you know, it's a joke, but it's not a joke. Zohar said that in Shamayim, there's an angel that's responsible for metal. There's an angel that's responsible for other things. The angel is responsible for something. There's an angel, says the Zohar, that's responsible for stone, for rocks. And until that moment, everybody used to do Brit Milah with stone. Never with a metal. It's a secret why. They didn't want to use a metal. It's better not to use a metal. One of the reasons is because they say, you know, that Brit Milah is like the Zohar says, that the father takes his son and does Brit Milah, it's like a sacrifice. In Beit HaMikdash, better not to have knives, even though they had knives to slaughter, but better not, especially if it's not exactly slaughtering. So Brit Milah was always done with a stone, sharp stone. That's what Torah tells you when Moshe came out of his father's house and he went down to Egypt. So he came to the hotel and there was a snake over there. He said, but he took Tziporat Tzor. And Tziporat took a stone and made Brit Milah to Moshe, to Gershom or to Eliezer, to Machloket. So in Shamayim, the Zohar said, at the time that David was standing over there, and David has stones in his hand, and he wants to kill this guy that's full of metal. So you need the stone to go inside the metal. The stone will never go inside the metal. It's a joke. So he has a slinger, and he has a stone in his hand, and he thinks he's going to shoot him. And he tells Shaul this. I do my job, he says, because I already killed 2 birds and 3 lions. He says, I'm going to do the job. So this is a joke, but the guy only has 2 little holes in his eyes. Maybe the sling can do it. I don't know if a missile can do it. So in Shamayim, the Zohar said, the angel that was responsible for the metal told the angel that was responsible for the stone, I'm going to open up a little bit on the forehead. I'm going to go down and I'm going to make a little hole, like a space, in this uniform. And I know what David is going to do. He's going to take this thing, he's going to shoot a rock. And then the Navi will tell you that's what happened. David shot a rock, a little rock, and it went inside his head, and he fell down on the floor, and the David cut his head. And says, so in Shamayim, the angel that's responsible for the metal told the angel that's responsible for the stone, I'm going to open up a little bit on space in one condition. That from now on, everybody do Brit Milah with the metal, not with the stone. Since then, we do with the metal. Because of that. So Shaul, again, Shaul told David, okay, so David said, yeah, I have 5 stones in my pocket. I'll do the job. Here's my stick. We're going to shoot it. Says the Gemara, says, so why have 5 stones? If you hit, you hit one. If not, you can have thousands of missiles. They're all going to miss. So why need 5 in your pocket? Why don't you have 10? Why do you have more than one? The man says, no, when David took the stones, he picked up the first stone, he says, Zchut Avraham Avinu. The second stone, says Yitzchak Avinu. The third is Yaakov, and the fourth is Moshe, and the fifth is Aaron. Put it in his pocket. So now he's going to shoot the stone. Doesn't matter which one anymore. Maybe he did, does or doesn't. I says, this is Zchut Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron is going to kill this giant. And that's what happened exactly. He took the sling, and the Gemara says that Goliath was screaming and laughing at him, and 1 minute the whole thing was over. And this is what is really behind this. Sefer Chachamim like this, you should know, somebody wants to know what was the power of Abraham Avinu. What was the power? Of course, somebody will tell you that Rambam writes that Avraham Ivri, Avraham was on one side of the world, all the people were on the other side of the world. Avraham Ivri went from town to town, he told people, don't do Avodah Zarah. He says, what is really behind it? Why did he do it? Because he believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they don't believe in Hashem. Says Torah, no. Says Chachamim, no. It says that HaKadosh gave Avraham Avinu a title, Avraham Ohavi. Avraham loves me. That's the secret of Avraham Avinu. He loved the God. Says the Gemara, what does it mean? What does the Gemara tell us? What do you mean Avraham loved God? What do you mean he loved Hashem? Says the Gemara, Kiyem Avraham Avinu et kol HaTorah kula afilu rovei tchomin. Afilu rovei tavshilin, rovei tchomin. Says Avraham, says the Gemara, Nu v'ruach HaKodesh, we can have a Torah, we can have all the mitzvot. Not the mitzvot that Hashem is going to give us. The mitzvot that Chachamim are going to tell us thousands of years later. He says, Abraham kept it. So why do you keep it? Why do you keep it? He says, the Gemara Abraham did not recognize how beautiful his wife is until age 75. So what does it mean? He says, Abraham and Ezra, Shara and Shara Shamayim. Your eye is the gate of the sky. We say we hope with our eyes to see that Hashem comes back. This is the gate. The gate to connect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the eyes. The Gemara says, somebody is blind, is like dead. Like, not dead. What's wrong with the bride? Not dead. Can say, man is dead. Not dead. But it means they cannot have the connection. As Karuch HaKodesh, the Gemara says, Yitzchak, he cannot see, says the Gemara, is no Ruach HaKodesh. A blind man cannot have Ruach HaKodesh. Because the connection is via the eyes. Chacham Ezra, with the eye you can see thousands of things in 1 minute. But you can have thousands of music in the same minute playing and you'll be able to hear it. You can have thousands of pieces of food in your mouth and taste all of them. You can have thousands of kind of smells and smell it. You're going to smell one or two. I say, with your eye, you look. You can have 1,000 items in the room. You can 1 minute, you see all the items. So this is called Shara and Shara Shamayim. He says, that's what Abraham bin Avraham Moavi. He says, what do you mean Avraham Moavi? He says, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To have messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be so-called a Navi. He says, because I love God, I want to know what God said. That's called Avraham Moavi. He got this title. The Gemara says, this is why Avraham Avinu kept the mitzvot. He kept the mitzvot so much because he loved God. He loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the zuchut of Avraham Avinu. Says the Gemara, what is the zchut of Yitzchak Avinu? Says the Gemara, when Mashiach will come, Rabbi Aminu Amen. Says the Gemara, that in Shamayim, you know, in Shamayim is always kind of distractions, you may say, not to bring Mashiach. That is, the prosecutor says, well, how come they don't deserve Mashiach, they don't need Mashiach, they don't want Mashiach. Says the Gemara, in Masechet Shabbat, that Yitzchak Avinu will come to Hashem and says, listen, God, I want to tell you something. And he says, what do you want from them? Most of the day they're good. So sometime during the day somebody does something, big deal. But the majority of the day they're good. Bring Mashiach. Says the Gemara, the Mashiach will come b'zchut Yitzchak Avinu. This is, of course, it's going to come with Abraham, Magen Abraham. Says the Gemara, no, that's not really what's going to be. It's going to be in Shamayim, it will be like a fight. Bring Mashiach, not bring Mashiach. Yitzchak will tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, leave them alone. Says the Gemara, what is the zechut of Yaakov Avinu? Says the Gemara, Yaakov Yishtam Yishev Oalim. Says Yaakov Avinu learned Torah until age 77. Not only that, says the Gemara, Ma'aneget HaShabbat, Faratzta. Says the Gemara, that Yaakov Avinu, Bechir Avot, the best, only wanted to study Torah, only wanted to do Kiddush Hashem. Comes to the Gemara and tells us something else what the Torah says. Somebody's going to ask you, says, what is really the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us and spoke to us from our Sinai? It's in the text in the Torah. Hinei Anochi Ba'alecha Ve'Ave Anan. Hashem tells Moshe, I'm going to arrive and reveal myself in a cloud. The Gemara says the cloud, the color of the cloud was blue. The color of the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blue. The color of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, whatever it means, is blue. This is the reason for the blue tzitzit, says the Gemara. This is the reason why we look at the sky. The sky looks blue to us, even if it's not blue. And that's the reason the ocean looks blue, even though it's really not blue. This is to remind us all the time, when you look in the Shaman, you see a beautiful sky we have. Oh Hashem, you say blue sky, it says, listen, right now it's registered something inside you. It says blue. How come this sky looks blue? It's not blue. It's not true. It says Hashem made it this way. Hashem made it. It should be blue. That right away you should imagine the clouds in the desert was blue. The chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blue, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blue. Says the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to reveal myself. And I'm going to talk. He says, why? L'man yishma am bedabri imach. In order for the nation to hear that I speak to you, v'gam b'cha yaminu l'olam. Everybody should believe in you. He says, v'gam, says the Gemara, v'gam also, says Rashi, says the Gemara, in all the Nevi'im, that we have to believe in the Navi. Says the Gemara, you should know the destruction that happened, really, that Hamikdash was destroyed. What is really the main problem? It's not that we sinned, that we did certain things, no. Says the Gemara, the Navi, you read Yirmiyahu, you read Ishayahu, you read Reaser, you read Yecheskel, standing, always was, while was standing in the streets in Yerushalayim, in the Bet Knesset, Hulda Nevi'ah, the Gemara has a list. And they told us, listen, this Yimach Shimon, Nebuchadnezzar, and Nebuzaradan are coming to burn Bet HaMikdash. Our problem was, we did not believe in them. That was our problem. We didn't believe in them. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, you know what, I want to show you something. I'm going to reveal myself, and I'm going to say 10 commandments. And they will not understand what I say. And you will tell them what I say. Everybody is going to get scared from me, from me, at me, from my arrival, and this just because I want everybody to believe in you. Because if they don't believe in you, they don't believe in the Torah. And since you don't believe in you, they're not going to believe in the Nevi'im to come after. Rabbi Mikir Becha, Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, eventually he told them Israel before, in the last speech, somebody from you, Hashem, Kim Lecha Hashem Elokecha, I love to Shmaun. Hashem is going to make a Navi, you better listen to the Navi. He says, our problem is we don't believe. You don't believe in the Navi. So the Navi came and told us, listen, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. They're coming. Not only that, Yirmiyahu wrote Megillat Echa, says the Navi, as explained the Gemara, says the Navi, that somebody found the Megillah, that Echa, that was written by Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh. It says over there what's going to happen in Yerushalayim, what's going to happen to all our wives and children and everybody. And the king, somebody told the king, well, Yirmiyahu wrote something. And the king said, what is this? Bring it to me. So first they burned it, and they took Yirmiyahu, they put him in jail. Then they threw him in a pit. They don't want to kill him. They want to hang him. He says, Yirmiyahu Navi, says, Nebuchadnezzar, Yimach Shemo told Nebuzaradan, he said, this guy over there, don't touch him. Anybody else you can touch. This guy, let him go. Says the Gemara, while everybody was handcuffed, walking to Iraq, to Babel, crying, hungry, dying, falling on the street, and Yirmiyahu was walking with his clothing next to them. He told them, I told you, I warned you, I told you. He didn't believe me. Here it is. What do you want to do now? Says the Gemara, you should know this is really Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what it is. Says, we didn't believe in Moshe. We didn't believe in Moshe. Hashem wanted us to believe in Moshe. We didn't believe and didn't believe. Says the Rabbam, yeah, Moshe Avdo. Yeah, after Moshe split Yamsuf, everybody said, yeah, Moshe. Says the Rabbam, this Munash Yesh Badofi. Says the Rabbam, right away, forget about it. You read the Torah, you see how many times they wanted to kill Moshe. What Korach did, and before Korach, and after Korach, constantly, because you don't believe in Moshe. The purpose of Hashem's arrival is to believe. So the Gemara says, this is in every generation. And your problem is that you don't believe in the real people. You think, forget about this Navi, forget about the Navi. Nah. I have a problem, I have a problem. I need to say to him, I go to the rabbi, I go to the Navi. He says, when you have a problem, you have to go to the Navi. Remember the Navi. And the Navi tells us a lot of stories. When they listen to the Navi, they warn. They didn't listen to the Navi. Yeshayahu, that killed it. They listened to the Miyahu, the Gemara said. This was Moshe. And Aaron. Aaron, the Gemara said, made 60,000 Shalom Bayit in the desert. Hefkutu from Beit Israel. Yotze at Rosh Chodesh Av. Satan could not have killed him. Only in Rosh Chodesh Av. Tanit Tzadikim Shulchan Aruch says. Soev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, being called Kodesh Kodashim in the Tanakh, it's in Devarei Yamim. He did all his life. It's called Aaron HaKohen. Rechavim says, this is the secret of David HaMelech. David HaMelech took 5 stones. He took 5 stones, put it in the pack. He says, Avraham, it's like a Kohen, Moshe, Aaron. This is the zchut of those people that hopefully, you know, this Am Israel, myself, Am Israel, are going to do the same thing, but follow the so-called footsteps of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron. I'm going to win this giant, and that's what he said. That's what he had, the 5 stones in his pocket, and he's going to shoot with this sling. 1 stone is going to be over the whole thing. But he had 5 stones to tell you this is not my zchut. That's why I killed 5 animals. That he killed, that's what he told Shaul. That while I was a shepherd, I says 2 birds came. I killed 2 birds, then I killed 3 lions. I think it's like this. Maybe 2 and 3, maybe 2 lions and 3 birds, I don't remember now. Maybe 2 lions, I think, 2 lions and 3 birds. This is 5. It's 5. David told Shaul, how come 5 came? It's the 5 stones I have in my pocket. Oh, Rabbi said, you know, those 5 things that happened yesterday on Shabbat Tammuz are the ones that shows that we did the opposite. For example, he says, Abraham or Avi. Abraham loved the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Abraham Avinu went and told people don't do Avodah Zarah. Not because is one of the mitzvot, not of the Zohar. Because if you love your father so much and you know your father hates this so much, so you go and you preach. He says, our father doesn't like our Zohar. I says, this guy Menashe, yesterday, what did he do? He says, no, he put a statue in Beit HaMikdash, the holiest of the holiest. Not once, 2 statues. The Gemara said, the 2 statues in the foot, and one broke his friend's hand, says the Gemara. It was real, it was not just a Zohar, just, you know, from China, Buddha. Because we had power, energy inside them. I says, why did you put it? Says the Gemara that Hashem told Menashe, so called, Hashem Menashe didn't hear it. Oh, you don't like me, huh? You don't want me here. I said, what do you mean? You hate Hashem. It's not Hashem Otanu. So Am Israel told Moshe, Hashem hates us. That's why he took us out of Egypt to be killed here in the desert. Moshe said, no, you hate him. Because you hate him, you say he hates you. You hate him. You don't love him, that's what it means. If you would love a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you would not have done the golden calf. If you love a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you wouldn't put a statue. That's what the Gemara said. That's what he did. He says, Nishtavu aluchot. Says, the luchot got broken. Then Moshe broke it. Of course Moshe broke it. But it's not the problem. It's a passive thing. He says, you know why the luchot got broken? I'll tell you what happened. Moshe told you that in 40 days he comes back. This is Moshe that did everything in Egypt. This is Moshe that split Yam Suf. This Moshe gave you man. Moshe gave you water. This is everything in the desert what you need. You don't have to go to the cleaner. Everything is perfect. He tells you in 40 days I come. Says the Gemara, let me tell you something if you believe in someone. Says the Gemara, person has a doubt. He goes to the Kohanim Alevim. He goes to Beit HaMikdash. Come to Valita, says the Torah, you come to Beit HaMikdash, and you come over there to the Dayanim, to Sanhedrin, to Bedin, and the Torah says, don't move right to left. Says the Gemara, what do you mean, don't move right? Says the Gemara, says, you come over there to Beit HaMikdash, and the Rav over there, the Rav tells you, raise your right hand, and you raise your right hand, and the judge tells you, this is your left hand. I says, this is my left hand. Rabbi, Mishberach Avotin Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Yivarech. He wants to give Mishberach to the Rabbi. That's what he's doing. Says the Gemara, that's called Emunat Chachamim. Emunat Chachamim means that you don't ask no questions. You have to be a follower. You don't ask questions. You can't. Zanav La'arayot is the Mishnah. You have to be a tail. A tail. Ve'lo Rosh La'Shu'alim.
You don't be ahead to the taxes.
I says, what was the problem? Moshe told us,
I'm coming in 40 days. Let us assume that you're right with calculation. You're wrong with calculation anyway. But let's assume you're right with calculation. But if you believe in Moshe, he said he's coming. He says, that man told you he's coming. He's coming. Finished. He's not dead. Don't tell me he's dead. You know why he's dead? Because you don't believe in Moshe. Because you don't believe in him. And you look and hold the Chumash. They don't believe in Moshe. They want to kill Moshe. They threw stones on Moshe. They made machloket with Moshe. This was the problem. Nishtabu aluchot. Mishnah said, you know what happened yesterday? The luchot got broken. That's not because Moshe broke it. This was not the problem. It got broken because you don't believe in Moshe. That's why it got broken. That's the Torah tells you the story. That Moshe, the Gemara says, Moshe so-called grabbed the luchot from Hashem. Hashem told him, don't take it. Moshe said, I have to take it. I'll take it. Then he goes downstairs and he sees that they're having this kind of a party. And says, Moshe broke it. This is why the Torah tells you the story. It's to tell you they don't believe in Moshe. You don't believe in Moshe is finished. Abraham is finished. So the Gemara says, let me tell you something. It's Sarav Apostomus Ta Torah. The guy burned the Torah, this Greek guy. Say, who cares? You don't understand. This is the Baal Shem Tov. Let me explain to you something. You see something happening, has to ring a bell. I said, what happened? The guy came to Beit HaMikdash, he took the Torah of Ezra, burned it. He said, you know what it is? I tell you, who was the guy? It was the Greek. Oh, you don't know what happened? Greek. Says the Rashi, says the Chachamim, say, was 11, 13 Hashmonaim that fought all the Greeks. What about the rest of Israel? Acropolis. Kesaria, Mityavnim, philosophers. This, you left the Torah. You left the Torah, you don't need it. So came the guy in Sabbat HaMikdash, took it, burned it. It's not the burning of the Torah. It's what caused him to burn, because you don't actually, say to Hashem, you don't need it. You don't want it. If you wouldn't want it, you wouldn't come to Beit HaMikdash. 180 years, the Greeks ruled Eretz Israel. Most of them Israel decided they want to be Greeks. They don't want the Torah. And the Brit Milah, no kept Shabbat. He says, I don't need to be a Jew. I said, that's why you burn the Torah. He says, Chachamim, Mutala Tamid, because no sacrifices. No sacrifices? What do you mean no sacrifices? So no sacrifices? No, you don't understand. Sacrifices is the Kohanim, they sacrifice. They sacrifice. Huh? Sacrifice the Levim singing the Kohanim sacrifice. He says, you know, says the Gemara, what happened? I says, everybody was fighting in Beit HaMikdash. Fighting outside Beit HaMikdash. Sinat Chinam. It says, destroy the concept of Aaron HaKohen. That's what it means. It's not because there was no sheep. It means there's no job in Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash is empty, deserted. What does it mean exactly? It means the Kohanim have no job. What does it mean exactly? It means you don't follow Aaron HaKohen. And it says, Nifkirahim, Yitzchak Avinu. This is the Lashon Hara, the people spoke and criticize each other. It says it's Chud of Yitzchak. That's what the Mishnah says. Five things happened yesterday. I said, what do you mean five things happened? It says the destruction that started yesterday, this is because we lost so-called the concept of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron. We lost the Zechut of the five stones that David HaMelech had in his pocket. Hamim say that's what it means. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to go back on the same track. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron. And that's what the Mishnah says, five things happened, no more, no less. And those five things just resembled the opposite of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron. And this is what Chachamim said, that this is the job. For 3 weeks now, the Gemara says, Tisha B'Av is going to be a holiday. Tisha B'Av says, the Gemara, Nolad Mashiach. Hashem injects Mashiach's neshama every year on Tisha B'Av in somebody, is going to be the Mashiach. I don't know if it's true or not, but there are some rumors that people say Mashiach comes, Mashiach is here, Mashiach is this. It's all in our hands. Says the Gemara, it's the Gemara Masechet Yoma. But after Yom Kippur, some Chachamim met Eliyahu Hanavi. And he asked him, look, so many people fasted in Yom Kippur. Why didn't Mashiach come? So Eliyahu Hanavi said, you know what? It's true. Almost everyone was good. But the two people, father and the son, committed a crime, a sin on Yom Kippur. That's why Mashiach didn't come. One person, two people, drove Mashiach back. Two people. That's how much a person has to be responsibility. She says, damn, Mashiach doesn't come because of me. Who am I? I says, everybody else was fasting on Yom Kippur. Two people didn't. This was the end of it.
Chachamim say this 3 weeks of Yaret has the same energy as the 3 weeks between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because yesterday should have been Rosh Hashanah, says the Gemara. Then 21 days from yesterday is Tisha B'Av, this is Yom Kippur. As is this 20, Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av is parallel. It's parallel 21 days after Rosh Hashanah, is Simchat Torah, this is Shmini Atzeret. I said it's the biggest day of the year. So I said, Tisha B'Av is supposed to be the biggest day of the year also, like Simchat Torah. But all depends how we prepare ourselves. So, Chachamim, that's what you got to do. To be Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, you have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and keep all the mitzvot because you love him, because you know that's what he wants. That's what the Gemara says, Avraham kept everything. But to be like Yitzchak, Avinu, only to say good things about Am Yisrael. It says, then you have to be like Yaakov Avinu, you have to learn Torah all the time, to be Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, you have to believe that Moshe Rabbeinu is Osha Nevi'im, the one that gave us the Torah. Avri Aaron, Avshol Avshol, Moshe Kamar Amina. Amen.